You do it to yourself. You've misused your vocal mechanism. You have produced pitches that are unusually high or unusually low, which causes the vocal folds to stretch or shorten. It's like doing calisthenics without a warm-up. It may be your breathing patterns. It may be that at the end of sentences, instead of breathing to get new breath, you may continue talking on the same breath, squeezing out the words, which makes laryngeal strain. Some good instruction from a teacher on breathing for the voice, support for breathing, would be very helpful to you. And let's dispel the myth that you breathe from your diaphragm. Your diaphragm is an involuntary muscle. You breathe from the lungs. Speaking excessively loud, speaking with a hard glottal attack, speaking abruptly, never resting your voice, excessive yelling, coughing, smoking, throat clearing, crying excessively, cheerleading, cheering at sporting events, yelling at children or dogs in an outdoor situation, your voice is fragile. Vocal hyperfunction. That means involvement of too much muscle force in breathing, phonation, or resonance. If you continue to have hyperfunction, the vocal folds may change. You may harm the tissues. They may thicken. The inner margins of the vocal folds may thicken. Vocal nodules, similar to soft corns on the foot, or a vocal polyp, a soft growth on the inner margin of one fold, may result. Nodes are nodules that have hardened. Those are more advanced. They must somehow be eliminated, either with a vocal therapist or through surgery. Is the tongue carried too forward in the mouth or too far back? This can negatively influence overall vocal resonance. Do you speak as if the voice is coming from deep down in the throat? Often heard in males. Sometimes in females. Perhaps the voice can be placed higher in the facial mask. That means lift up the tone and stop using all that muscularity. A vocal therapist or experienced voice coach can probably help with that. Actors and singers learn to take in quick breaths, often called catch breaths, and then extend them over a prolonged period of time while they continue speaking or singing. Unusual force or muscle tension, hyperfunction, can be observed in various phases of breathing, even in public speakers. Do you breathe with great tension and great force? Untrained singers and speakers sometimes elevate their shoulders quite high and use their neck muscles, stiffening them while inhaling. You may notice sore shoulders as a result. Chest and abdominal muscles may be used in breathing rather than expanding the chest where the lungs are. Young males may speak with an inappropriate low pitch to appear to sound older. Young professional women may speak at a fundamental frequency that's well below their normal pitch to sound more authoritative and mature. A stage actor may have to speak with unusual force while performing a theater role. Many things can cause you to hurt yourself. Compensatory behaviors will contribute to what is perceived as some kind of vocal problem. The result? Excessive throat clearing, vocal misuse, actual tissue changes in the vocal folds. You may go to an ear, nose, throat physician who examines the vocal folds and talks to you about the way you use your voice, and it may be discovered that what you have to do is change. Change the way you speak because you are hurting your own voice. Hope this helps. This is Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.